Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have three guests. I have Paul Fredrickson, Christine Whittemore, and Scott Perrin, three actual experts in the flooring industry around three subject areas. Paul is a branding expert. Christine is a web marketing and social media expert. And Scott is a retail operational expert. Paul, real quick to talk about you, the principal of an ad agency that has a lot of flooring customers based in Atlanta. Christine, you do a lot of work around web marketing, social media. You do, I know, the CRI blog. You're in charge of that and several other projects you're on. And Scott, you're the president of Big Bob's, and before that you were a retailer in Connecticut. So welcome to the show this morning. The reason we're together, you guys are doing a very interesting seminar at Surfaces this year. Tell me, when exactly is that seminar?
That seminar is Monday, January 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. It's a three-hour workshop.
And so it's at Surfaces at the Mandalay Bay. And I think most retailers, and again, I mean, the target for this are mostly retailers, right?
Yes, that's correct.
A retailer really should come and listen to this. So first, Paul, since your area of expertise is around branding, why don't you give us a little tease about some of the topics you're going to be talking about in the seminar?
Yeah, okay. The one thing that I want to do and that we'll be doing right off the bat is talk very foundationally about marketing and how to get their stores more competitive. To start with that, we talk about, you know, working smart and how do you do that and what are the steps that you need to take in order to effectively problem solve any kind of marketing dilemma that your store may be facing. And then from there we go to a discussion about the basics of branding, because that really is truly the basis of everything from a marketing perspective. And it's more than just the identity of your store. It's more than just the sign on your front door. It really is about, you know, what your company stands for, how it serves your customers, how it presents itself, and things of that nature. And we'll talk through all of that, because that is a perfect lead up to some of the things that Christine and Scott will be talking about, but it lays the groundwork for all of that.
So, I mean, it's competitive analysis, unique selling proposition, brand promise, level of advertising,
yep,
all those things that you get into in this.
Yeah. What we do, and what Christine mentioned a second ago, is it is a workshop. In other words, what we're going to be doing is, it's not going to be just the three of us standing up there pontificating about various and sundry things that we know about. It's going to be a very interactive thing. We've talked about the old Phil Donahue format, you know. We're going to be getting feedback from anyone who's in there. We want to know what their challenges are and what they're struggling with. And what we want to do, and our main mission is to help point them, at least if not solve their problem, which is going to be pretty difficult to do in a seminar situation, but at least point them in the direction to find the right solution or get them thinking about how to tackle that marketing dilemma. And frankly, one of the things, Kemp, that we've done, you know, one of the starting points is we're going to take that list from your survey in Floor Focus magazine as far as what are the top 10 challenges that retailers face from a marketing perspective, and sort of go from there. Also, we're conducting our own survey as well. Christine, you want to tell Kemp about that?
Yes, and this gets to the point of getting them thinking not just during the workshop, but even a little bit ahead of time. So we've distributed a survey, and the responses are starting to come in and haven't yet gone and analyzed them, but it's going to be quite interesting to validate, to compare that to the survey that you did last summer, Kemp, and also validate some of the points that we're making about being competitive in this kind of a marketing environment.
Okay, great. Well, so after Paul takes them through this whole branding concept and makes them ask themselves a lot of questions about, do they have a plan, you know, have they identified who they are and who they want to be, then you bring them in the next phase, you kind of take them through the things to think about around web marketing and social media, and then educate them a little bit around some things they might not have thought about in that area. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. What has come up in conversations with retailers, as well as our prep conversation over the past year, and by the way, this also builds off of the presentation that the three of us gave the previous Surfaces, so we've been talking about these issues, but consumers are shopping differently, and many of these retailers are extremely knowledgeable and competent once the consumer is in their store. But with consumers shopping differently and starting at their computer, starting at a search engine, it makes for some different dynamics, particularly in terms of connecting with customers. So we're going to look at that, and everything that Paul has talked about is completely relevant to the thinking that takes place once you start putting yourself in your customer's shoes and understanding the path that she follows before getting to the point of purchasing flooring. From there, I'll talk about the various tools, and there are tons of tools available, but essentially, if you haven't done your homework, if you haven't done the thinking and figuring out how all of this makes sense in terms of your own business objectives, then you're wasting time. And we really want people to do all of that upfront work so that they're as productive as possible at drawing customers in and building relationships with them.
One of the things that in some of the interaction we have with retailers, we're finding out that the investment in Yellow Pages has basically gone away, that now the way that you get people, you know, your front doormat is no longer the Yellow Pages. It's this whole social media web marketing. And I guess you'll take them through kind of the evolution of technology and where we are today with that, right?
Yes, indeed.
And after you take them through that, and again, I know it's an open forum, Donahue-type forum.
Depends who has the microphone.
I guess, Scott, you come along, and as I said, you're an experienced retailer and also the president of Big Bob's, and talk a little bit about your area of the seminar.
First of all, the Donahue thing kind of scares me, Paul. Neither one of us have any hair, so it's
kind of yeah, right, that's true.
Talks about that, apparently. My area is going to focus on training operations and implementation of those ideas. You know, I want to tell you that I probably have one of the key ingredients to making this work, and it's just after many, many years of trial and error. So I think for those people who are going to attend, I'm going to be able to share some key ingredients that they really want to think of when they're looking at their operation and how they're implementing changes, because when it comes right down to it, it's all about change right now. You know, the flooring business is entirely different than it was 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago. And as a result, there's a lot of different changes that have to be implemented. So that's the first thing. There's going to be some key ingredients. I'm going to talk additionally about training, because I think that's one thing that's been left to chance in our industry. And I want to go through what our methods are. And, you know, I'm not afraid of sharing some of the things we do, because really it's sort of us against them. You know, we have the big boxes out there. We have a lot of other mass marketers out there. And this is really for the retailer. And so sharing some of these ideas that I believe would work and that have been assessed over many years is a great lead into how they can change their operations and make it operational excellence is really what I'm going to be focusing on. So we'll talk about compensation plans for people. We'll talk about people in general. We'll talk about the different networking capabilities that are out there, because you'll notice that in our industry, which is never focused on networking, there's a lot of that being done now. We're going to talk about designing a plan and what that means to the operational part and the training and people part of the business. And then I'm going to focus at the very end on developing a strategy. A lot of owners, and I sympathize with them, because I was in the same place many, many years ago where I didn't understand the difference between strategy and tactics. And I want to discuss that and make sense on a, you know, you can go to all these different seminars and they speak so high level in MBA about strategy and tactics, and it's really very simple. You don't need a 10-hour lesson on strategy to understand what it really means and how to implement it in the flooring business. And so my end of the presentation will focus on strategy and taking a view of your own business from 50,000 feet and understanding how to work on the business instead of in it, which is where most of us fail. You know, we get so wrapped up in what we're doing that we forget to take a look at what we've done, what the results are, measure it a little bit, and make adjustments. And so I want to close with that and really help hammer home the things that I think have changed in the industry, and my mentors over the years have really trained me to look that way. So that's really what my session is going to focus on.
Okay, Scott, sounds like you're going to be quoting Ray Kroc, the McDonald's founder.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, either you know it or you read it and you can convey it. But it sounds like
right,
a very interesting
had
seminar. How did you guys end up getting together, the three of you? What's the common bond here?
Well, we're all good friends, for one thing.
I think, too, some of it was around the surfaces planning sessions, where the three of us kept on getting into intense discussions about this world, this topic, Chelsea, I think, pulled us out and said, you guys need to develop this and turn this into a workshop.
Yeah, we were the troublemakers in the back of the class.
Yeah, definitely troublemakers.
All right, this starts out, I mean, this, think of the timing for a second. You fly out to Vegas. This is the evening before the expo, the floor expo starts on Tuesday morning. And so, again, this is Monday afternoon. And what are the times on Monday afternoon?
It's Monday 1 to 4 p.m., and that's Monday the 24th.
Well, listen, guys, I appreciate you giving us a preview. I would recommend to any retailer that gets out there on Monday to spend some time in this seminar. So if somebody wants to go and they haven't signed up yet, do they need to go to the website and register to go?
Yes, they do.
Yes, I think they need to go to services.com and register.
Okay. And I would recommend doing it given how full these sessions are looking to be.
Well, guys, I've been talking again to Paul Fredrickson, Christine Whittemore, and Scott Perrin, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLE.net.